Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Oh? Well, there's nothing. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, there's nothing like a good night's sleep, especially when you can't get it. And this is what Jake's finding out. First it was Molly gossiping, and then the dog barking in the yard. Then Rosie and Sammy said they heard something, so everyone went down and looked about in the barn. But so far, they haven't been able to see a thing, and Jake wants to go back to the house. However, they didn't look closely enough, because we know there are two people in the barn. Very odd people, very strange. A woman and a boy who speak to each other in French.
Come. Bring Sport into the house.
I leave him outdoors, better, please. He's all full of mud. Leave him now. See if there's anybody around.
You know there isn't.
Put on the flashlight, Rosalie, so we can see where we're going in the dark.
I think the battery is burned out.
Well, give it to me. Let me have it.
Why shouldn't there always be an extra battery?
Oh, Jake, please don't start it now with why there shouldn't be an extra battery in the house. There's an extra battery.
It should be in the flashlight, not in the house. Come, what am I standing? Take Mama's hand, Sammy.
You help Rosalie, Sammy.
But look out.
Don't be careful. Over here by the bushes here.
All right.
Just walk. Hold my hand up.
All right.
You all right, Jake?
Yeah. The night is gray already. Morning will be here. And I didn't have a wink of slumber yet.
All right, you have slumber. Come, be careful on the porch. Be careful on the step. Open the door, Sammy.
Didn't you leave a light in the house?
In the hall is a light, darling. See, open, Sammy.
Yeah.
Such a night.
If it wasn't so much trouble, I would ask for a cup of coffee now.
Why is it trouble? I could swallow a cup myself.
I'll help you, Mama, darling.
Rosalie, darling, why don't you go back to bed, huh?
I'm not sleepy. I don't want to go up alone.
Scared?
I'm not scared, but what? I thought I heard something.
So did we all think we heard something.
Well, I'm sure we heard something.
You heard something? If you heard something, you heard Sporty. That's what you heard. And don't be such a scary cat, please. And for instance, sometimes Sporty barks when he hears an animal crawling about somewhere. So he barks.
I say call in the animal. If not,
oh,
I'll...
Please. What? Put on the water. I'll call Sporty.
I'll leave him out, Mom.
Why?
You frightened yourself, right? What is this scared, frightened? What are we? Where are we? On a desert in the wilderness? We're in the middle of civilization, no? I'll pick up the telephone if they're not alone. Across the road is Mike Machuchuk. On the other side is Martha Wilberforce. On the west is Mr. Bowson's farm. A few steps yonder is Dr. Cater. What is this nervousness, Mike?
Bring in the animal.
Why, sir, let them bark, sir. Let them bark. Put in 4 spoons of coffee in my percolator.
I want strong coffee, Molly.
It'll be strong. You think that you ought to call Mike McChuchak? Wake people up in the middle of the night, rolling it for rust.
See, my sister is fast asleep.
Let Bertie sleep, please.
I don't know. I don't know that. So when you read history and you consider what our forefathers struggled through, make the light bigger, please.
I don't know. They came through a wilderness with forests, without roads, that Indians developed. And there wasn't a fray. There wasn't a fray. And they didn't stand shaking like leaves. Delicate women from delicate homes crossed the ocean. You think we would have a nation now if there was fear in their hearts? Put sugar. Did they have telephones? Plymouth Rock they had. Spoon put. Priscilla wasn't much older than you, Rosalie. She wouldn't be standing white like a sheep like you're standing if you heard a dog bark. Sammy, get the cream.
Priscilla, get the cream.
I'm not going in there to get the cream, Rosalie. Go in the cupboard and get the cream.
Sammy, get the cream. If the child is nervous, she's nervous.
I am. I'm frightened. Did you call Mike to come over here? Look out of the window.
What is it out of the window?
Look at Sporty.
So what?
Why is he running around the barn like that?
Why is he running around the barn like that? Maybe it's a chipmunk. Could he be a chipmunk?
So close the door already, it's a dress.
Sporty disappointed me. No.
But you see, he won't come.
Give me the flashlight. Give me the flashlight and put in an extra battery.
There you going, Joan of Arc?
Put in the battery, Sammy.
Are you going in the barn again?
If you think there's something in the barn, Rosalie, darling, to convince you, I'll go back in the barn.
Look at Sporty.
We'll see what is, if anything.
You don't have to go just because I think so.
Because you think so. There's my soul.
The coffee pot is perfect.
Let it work. Throw Papa out and I'll be right back.
Wait, I'll go with you, brave heart.
Brave heart, see that? Brave heart. Well, then I'm not brave. Family, you wasted Rosie.
Why, Ma?
I'm going too.
So we are going, let's go.
Are you going to take your gun, Pa?
For what? Am I going hunting?
Come, so let's go. Put on a coat. Rosalie, don't go out like that.
All right.
You're shaking enough. Well, so button your neck.
All right, Ma.
With that, you're brave. With cold familiar, you're brave. Come.
Let's go into the barn again.
Come this way. Come, we'll go in the barn again.
Sammy, wait for me.
Oh, Rosalie.
Can't help it, Ma.
All right, you can walk around here. Don't step on my petunias. Come this way. Help Papa open the barn, Pamela. Don't stand.
Open the barn door.
Come on, lay down. Lay down. Before I get away, will you?
Ma, don't you go in.
Wait, Rosalie, please.
Why shouldn't I go in?
Cry of terror stops the Goldbergs cold in their tracks, and they wait, wondering what and who it is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of oil.